Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. His name
together.
Where God will always get the glory, get all of the honor and he will always get the praises. For the word of God saith, I am be lifted up. He says that he will draw all men unto him. And we want you to know today that God has you in mind. No matter where you may be, what city or state you reside in, God has you in mind. And he had you in his mind from the day that he paid that price of 2,000 years ago for your sins and for my sins. I want you to know today that you have tuned in at the right time, that you can hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word that is able to save your soul. So today here on the Hour of Power broadcast, we want you to have an ear to hear what God is saying to his people. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, we pray even now, God, that every hearer, every person that's hearing and listening to this broadcast this morning, God, we ask thee, God, to touch them right now. Only your touch, God, will make the difference. Only your touch, God, will bring hope. Only your touch, God, will bring healing. Only your touch, God, will bring deliverance, Father, into their mind, their soul, and their spirit. And Father, we ask thee, God, even now, God, to move on their behalf. I see God to fight every battle for them, knowing, God, that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you. And God, that you're well able to fight every battle. So God, no matter what they're going through today, Lord God, I ask thee, Lord, to touch them, Father, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Your words say, ask and it shall be given. God, you said that seek and ye shall find. You said, God, to knock and the door shall be open. You said, God, we have the faith of a greater mustard seed. Say to the mountain, mountain be thou moved. You said, God, that it shall be moved. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. We thank you for touching their heart. God, that they'll be able to tune in on the Hour Power broadcast. God, to hear what you have for them on today. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, this is the Hour of Power broadcast, and I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're coming to you with the Word of God. Today, we're going to be speaking from 1 Samuel, the third chapter, and we're going to begin about that first verse. And we thank God for the word of God on today. The Lord called Samuel, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there were no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli lay down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered him, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, but thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I. but thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, but thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he shall call thee, thou shalt speak, Lord, but thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. We're going to stop right there because we hear even as the Lord is speaking to us this morning. When the Lord speaks, can you hear his voice? When the Lord speaks, what is your answer? When the Lord speaks, will you obey? Here we find here in that first verse of that third chapter of 1 Samuel, it tells us that and the child Samuel ministered. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious. When we say the word of the Lord was precious, it means that it had great value. The word of the Lord had great value. It was highly esteemed. It was very highly seen in those days, but there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli had laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of the Lord of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel lay down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered him, here am I. The Lord called him. And Samuel could not distinguish who it was that was calling him. He thought that he heard the voice of Eli speaking to him. So therefore, and when the Lord spoke unto him, and when God was speaking to him, he answered, but he did not know who it was. He thought that, except people, that Eli was speaking unto him. He said, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, but thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Eli let him know that I didn't call you, Samuel. You didn't hear my voice. Go back, lay down, and lie down again. And he went and he laid down again. And then the Lord called him again. And Samuel, he got up again, as he did before, and said, here am I. But thou didst call me. Yes, you did. You called me, Eli. I heard you call me. And he answered, I call not. I didn't call you, Samuel. So he said, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of God revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. You know, it is just so awesome about how God calls his people and the manner in which he called them. I remember in the word of God how God had called Moses. And remember, Moses was was out in the bush, where he seen a bush that was on fire, and that bush was not being consumed, and it got his attention, and he knew from that God began to speak through him through that burning bush. Here this morning we see that Samuel was left with Eli. Remember when we began to read the word of God in 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and we see how his mother, Hannah, how she had father had two wives at that time. And Hannah was barren, and God had closed up her womb, and she could not bear, she could not produce, she could not have any children. But the second wife had children that was able to bear his name, able to be a part of Zechariah's life. And so, therefore, at that time, his mother was going through some struggles because she longed, she wanted a child, and she couldn't understand why she could not have a child. And we see that the other wife, his wife, made fun at her, and she treated her very badly. But yet, the Lord was looking upon Hannah. You know, sometimes you may be ridiculed. Sometimes you may go through things and struggles in your life, and you don't know what's going through. And sometimes you say, Lord, why God? Why me? Why am I having to go through some things in my life? And even as she was going through these things, it was not that her husband did not love her. It's not that her husband did not adore her. It's not that her husband did not care for her, but it was God that had closed up her womb. And God closed her womb up to let her go through some things in her life that she later was able to make a vow to God. And she made a vow to God that she would give, if God gave her a son, and she didn't ask for a daughter, but she asked for a son. If God gave her this son, that she would give him back to God. And we see in the word of God that after she had gone through much, even Eli the priest thought that after they had gone, before even if she had conceived, she had gone through the worship. And Eli thought that this woman, in her prayer life, he thought that this woman was drunk, that she had been too long at the wine, that she had had too much. But she was making her petition before the Lord. All he see was that outward appearance of outward things. Sometimes you have not experienced some time that, you know, there are different ways that people pray. But this woman, she was in grief, and she was making her petition before God. And yet the man of God did not recognize what she was going through. She's just like a drunk woman. Sometimes, you know how it is. I don't know if you've ever been in that place where that you pray and you just did not care. You know, you didn't care how you look because you were before the Lord. You didn't care what people said about you because you were before the Lord. And I just believe even as Hannah began to pray before God, it may not have been the norm. It may not have been just that, you know, that prayer wherein that everybody, and it was not a prayer where everybody could hear what she was saying. And she just like moved her mouth, and she just the man of God thought that something was wrong with her. But God heard her prayer. God, she was interceding before God because of she wanted this male child. And even in the Word of God, as we began to read and think about what God did her hurt when Eli recognized and she let him know that she wasn't a woman of Baal. She wasn't a woman that was not trained and that before God, she was not a woman that was just out there. She had not been a woman that didn't know God, or did not just was coming into the temple and was praying any kind of way, but she was in grief. She knew that this is something that I want. Have you ever had a desire of something that you want and it just seems like it wasn't happening? And you know what? It may have been last year that you were praying for something and you still have not received what you were praying about. I don't know, was it even 4 or 5 years before, but yet you did not see that thing happening. But yet you persistently prayed before the Most High God. This one was fretting because of the fact that she did not have this child. So and she wanted this child so very much. She wanted this child so that that her husband, that she can give this male child to her husband, that she can give this half a child that's in the home, a child that can run up and sit in his father's lap, and be able to give her husband pleasure. So here we see God. We see God touching the woman. We see how God had let her go through some struggles. Sometimes God let us go through some struggles and some testing in our lives in order to strengthen us, in order to make us better, in order to give us that higher height, to give us that deeper depth in Him, to cause us to mature, to all cause us to be strong, to cause us to be able to stand. Sometimes when we are not as strong as God desire us to be, God will help us to go through something. And she had a test. She had to go through something that she'll be able to, even with her own lips, to say, God, if you give me this child. She was able to say at the point when God see that it was time, that she was able to make a vow to God. I don't know about you this morning, but this woman of God that never had a child, she was willing to give this child back to God. No, at the beginning, she was not willing. She, I don't believe that she would have been willing after all of that time if she just had a child, if she just had a child when the other woman had the child, Peninnah, when she had that child. She would not have wanted to give this child, but God let her go through some things that she would be able to give it back to God. And my question is today, what God has given to you, are you willing to give it back to God? Are you willing to release it? Are you willing to turn it over to God? Are you willing to give God pleasure for His use and for His mercy? Yes, she wants to give this child at first for her husband because she wanted to please him and she wanted a child of her own. But yet, all the things that she went through, that was one time and one day in her life that she decided that I'm going to make a vow to God. And God, if you give me this child, I would give him back to you. I would give him back. What mother? How many mothers out there today that you were barren, you could not have any children, you wanted a child desperately, and you would make a vow to God that, God, I'll give you this child. You know, let me have this child. Let me conceive. Let me have this child, and I would give him back to you for your glory, for your honor. And that's essentially what she did, and the Lord heard her prayer. prayer. Eli had prayed for her, and I thank God that the Lord, when she had gone back home to conceive, she had this child, and when he became, after she was able to wean that child, she gave him back to the Lord. And this child was Samuel the prophet, Samuel the great man of God. See, sometimes we don't know what we're carrying. We don't know what God has in store, for our children. We don't know what God has in store for us. But even so, when she had given that child back to God and kept her word, sometimes we say things in our heart, sometimes we utter things, and it is not true. It is not so. We say things, but we don't do things that we say that we're going to do that's going to please God. So when she, after weaning this child, she had taken him to Eli so that he'll be able to serve God and worship God and work in that temple and minister in that temple before God. She left her child after he was weaned. She gave him up. She gave him up for the work of the ministry that God could use him. And I just believe that God, through all of that time, through all of those years, because when we look at Penina, she had children. That was more than one child that she had. And she, it takes 9 months usually for a baby to be born. So we can see that it wasn't just that year, 2 years or whatever, that when it said he had children, so she had to look at this Penina children and see the joy that Penina had seen in having these children, but she could not have any children. But here the Lord touched her heart, God. The word of God say that he closed up her womb. And there's sometimes when things that don't seem like they are happening in our lives, sometimes we see things that, Lord, we begin to question God why things are not happening. There is a reason. We need to trust the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he said that he will direct our path. God directed this woman's path. God gave her the desires of her heart. She had to wait on the Lord. But God is saying to us this morning to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage. Somebody need to be encouraged today. Somebody need to know that God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. Somebody need to know that God is on your side. God had not forsaken Hannah. God did not forsake her, but he did close up her womb. He had a prophet that needed to come forth. You see, when we look at the word of God in that third chapter of 1 Samuel, we see that the Lord had called at that time. There came a time when God began to call Samuel, and God began to speak. He called him the first time. And he thought it was Eli speaking to him. And it wasn't Eli. And then he called him again, and he thought for sure that, oh, Eli, you're calling me. That was you. No, it wasn't him. And then when God called him and spoke to him that third time, in the word of God, when we begin to read in that eighth verse, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, but thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. Go ahead and lay and lie down. And it shall be, if he call you again, that thou shalt say, speak, the Lord thy servant hear. And that is a message to you today. When the Lord speaks unto you, you know, what are you going to say? Eli told Samuel to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Speak, I am listening. Speak, Lord, your servant heareth you. See, he had to first begin to know the voice of God. You know, he thought that he didn't ever hear the voice of God. But it was time for him to hear the voice of God, to be familiar with the voice of God. So therefore he can distinguish the difference between God's voice and the voice of Eli. He thought it was at first Eli speaking unto him. But Eli instructed him and let him know when he hears the voice again. He let him know what he should do. And he said, when God began to speak to him again, he said, thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant here. And that is something that we as the people of God, when God speaks to us, we ought to be humble. He said, for thy servant here. We should be able to hear what God is saying. We ought to be able to hear his voice, to let God speak unto our heart, to hear his instruction, to know what he is saying. So first he had to acknowledge him and to know that it was God that was speaking unto him. And I just love when Eli had told him to say, for thy servant heareth. To me, that denotes humility. He was humble before God. That he was before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was not just speaking to a man or speaking to the priest, but he was speaking that God was speaking unto him, and that he was speaking to the Almighty God. And there in that 10th verse, and Samuel came, it says, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times. And Samuel then answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. And in that day I will perform against. Would you hear what the word of God is saying? Would you hear what the Lord is saying to Samuel? God is speaking to him against the priest. He is letting him know that the priest, the man of God, that he was that was in the house of God, God is going to bring judgment against the man of God. He is saying here, in that day, I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. And when I began, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. And when we speak of iniquity, we're looking at the gross immorality, the judgment, the justice, the wickedness, the unjust things, the unjust things that was happening in the temple, the wickedness, the immoral acts of things of that they had done and violating their right or duty, the things that they had been trusted with, that things in that temple, things in God's house was not being done, was not being demonstrated the way that God had called them to demonstrate and to carry out in the house of the Lord. He said, I have told him, and he's talking about Eli, that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Eli already knows, because his sons have made themselves foul. Their sons were wretched. They were wretchedly bad. They was highly offensive. They were unpleasant. They were slanderous, and they were disgusting. So, you know, God will deal with people. He will give them a chance to repent. He will give them a chance to turn from their wicked way. But when you don't hear and you don't change your ways and you continue to do the things that you are doing, and see, Eli did not deal with his sons. He did not do those things that he should have done as a father to his son. He allowed his sons to get away with their immoral acts. He allowed his son to do wicked things and gross things in the house of the Lord. So God is letting him know. He said, I've told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity that he knoweth, because his sons made themselves foul, and he restrained them not. They was wretchedly bad. They was highly offensive. They were unpleasant. So I'm going to deal with them. He didn't restrain them. He didn't keep them from doing what they were doing. He didn't put a check on them. He let them be uncontrollable. He didn't have any self-discipline. So therefore, God is now saying that I'm going to deal with his son. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offer. No matter how many sacrifices and offering you bring to me, I'm not going to purge it. You know, I'm not going to get rid of their impurities because they are undesirable. They have done things that offend me. And so, therefore, God is letting him know that I'm going to deal with Eli, and I'm going to deal with his son. And Samuel laid until the morning and opened the door of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto him, unto thee. In that 18th verse it says, and Samuel told him everything, every whit, and he hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord, let him do what seeth him good. God has already spoken unto Eli. God had already warned Eli, but Eli didn't take heed. Have you ever loved someone so much that you did the fear for them not loving you, fear for them leaving you, fear for them not having that same love and compassion for you, that you just let them do any and everything? Well, Eli was the priest. He was the man of God. And although God had given him these two sons, he didn't take discipline. He did not discipline his sons. He did not call them to turn away by speaking the truth to them and to let them warn them of their evil and their wicked ways. So here God was bringing judgment on Eli's son. And here we see that God has spoken to Samuel, and then Eli want to know what God has said unto him, and then he could convert. He knew that what God had said to Samuel was the truth, because what God had already had told him as well. You know, sometimes that we need to be able to hear the voice of God. I'm just going to say to you all time that we need to hear the voice of God. We need to know God's voice, and we need to obey him. Do you not know warning comes before destruction? And God had warned Eli. He warned what he was going to do to his son, because Eli was the one that God had put in charge, and he wasn't making a difference. He letting his son do any and everything. And God had to bring judgment upon them. So we hear and see here in the Word of God that when God speaks, we need to answer. God spoke to Samuel, and Samuel answered the Lord. And so that I thank God that when he answered God, when God called him again, he was able to know the voice of God. We thank God for this word this morning, because it let us know that we need to lean not to our understanding. We need to get closer and closer to God. We need to be able to hear the voice of God. We need to be able to trust God. We need to be able to have confidence in God. We need to be able to be obedient to him. We need to walk not in our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. We see here this morning what happens when we walk in iniquity. We see when we avow, when we respect, we don't restrain ourselves, we don't restrain our children, we don't restrain our family, but we don't restrain the people that are around about us. We don't restrain with the men and women of God, but they have people in the house of God, when they don't restrain them, when they don't discipline them, when they let them do any and everything that is not according to God's word. Warning comes before destruction. So here we see the word of God today, that God wants to make a difference, that God wants to make a change in the lives of his people. There's someone out there today that are listening to this broadcast. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't know him as being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we want you to take the opportunity today to hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord of God is calling you. I don't know what your name is today, but God is calling you. Is your name Paula? Is your name Victor? Is your name is Dale? What is your name? God is calling you. Is your name Patrick? Is your name John? Is your name Robert? What is your name? God is calling you, that you can hear God, that you can know God, that you can know his perfect will for your life. It doesn't matter what is important, that God is calling you, and you need to hear the voice of God. The voice of God says, and the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn away from the wicked way, that he'll hear from heaven, he'll forgive the sin, and he will heal the land. The word of God says, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. I say that we shall be saved. But I want you to know today, no matter what you may have done, yes, you may have walked in iniquity. Yes, at one time you may have been vile. You still may be vile. You may have not restrained yourself. You may have not purged yourself. But I just want you to know today that God is in love with you, that God wants to forgive you for your sin. He wants to forgive you for your transgression. And so today, just ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and come into your heart and save you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, we thank you, God, for those that are listening to this broadcast. God, that they'll hear the word of the Lord. God, that their life will be changed, God, through the word of God. God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that every that will be told in every life that will be changed. And Father, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast. Please join us on Wednesday as we again preach the unadulterated, compromising word of God.